This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're going to ask Coach Rao when he jumps here in the Ticketmaster Studios. We only got 3 sacks, Coach. We got to get some more sacks, baby.
We do.
Hey, here he is. Here is Coach Rao. What's up, boss?
Had a couple guys. Hard to sack, man. You're exactly right.
We did.
You know, the first couple of games, got some tough sacks. We got a couple hits in this game. Got 8 of them. They had 13. I think they had 2 sacks or 1 sack. I'm not sure. But we definitely got to get home so we can create some of these longer third downs or get off the field.
Let's talk about our third down situation, Coach. We know we're not great at it. I don't know if you've watched all these plays over the last 3 weeks and say specifically on third down. What do you see? What is it, execution? What is it that's holding us back from getting more third down conversions?
There's no one specific thing, right? Because you got to put it all in different buckets, right? There's something happening in third down that are happening in the red zone, and that's red zone execution. Some of them happen in these long yardage situations, which you don't want to be in. You know, the 12-plus, the 11-plus, those are not likely ones that you can attain. You can get them every once in a while, but you don't want to live in that world. So that becomes down to efficiency on first down. And then the ones that you want to get, like the ones at the end of the game, the short yardage, whether you're talking about 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1, those are the ones you got to have. And those are the moments you got to stand up and be your best version of yourself, and we haven't been right now.
Was it a byproduct of having to sub guys in, or that's not an excuse at the end, trying to get there?
No excuses. They won't ever make that one. That doesn't apply to anybody here.
What about the call, Coach? And before we get to that, it's Coach Raheem Morris, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's joining us as he does every week. We're getting ready for the Saints, and we'll certainly focus on those guys here in just a minute. I'm screaming, Rod, take the points! Can you take us through the process of, is it analytics? Is it feel for you? Like, because in that moment, did we know we were going to get the ball back at the end of the game? No, but damn, defense was playing well, and you felt good about it. But we don't, and you decide to go for it. The week before, we went for it, and I'm going, Rod, go for it. So talk us through this.
Pretty simple for me. You don't go in there and shadow box with the champ. You got to go knock him out. You can't expect the decision to win the game. We went there to win the football game. Came down to a half a yard. We got to get that done. You know, you don't make excuses about none of that stuff. You got the ball back twice with a chance to go up there and do what you got to do. Great job by the defense getting a 2-minute stop there, a 4-minute stop, however you want to look at it. Getting the ball back, giving us a position to get to it again, and we failed. And we got to be better.
I know that we've said on the radio yesterday, I'll say this, man, Coach is consistent. That 4-4 in Philadelphia, that kept that drive alive, kept moving. So I understand the logic behind it. I know you can't comment on the no call on the pass interference. We can. But
terrible.
There are moments that, and it's tough because they let the NFL had it up for review for 1 year that they took it off the board. And it just seems like if you can dance through the raindrops on this question, it just seems like it's a very big moment in the NFL these days, and you wish you had that ability to review it.
You know, it's an objective call, subject to what they do, and it is what it is. We take that however it comes, you know, and we don't complain about that. That's up to you guys to have fun with that type of stuff, not us. You got to deal with it. And obviously is a call that whatever everybody else wants in your fan base, but it is what it is.
We're talking with Coach here as we get ready for Saints Week. And you know what that means, Atlanta. We don't like them. They don't like us. It's going to be fun on Sunday. It's a division game. And, Coach, talk about this because you've been talking about this all offseason. You know, running this division, man, chasing down this division. And it's the quickest way to get to the playoffs. Talk to us about what you see in this Saints team so far.
You know, they have been very explosive throughout the first 3 games of the season. The first 2 games, I believe they scored more points than anybody. I think they're number 1 in points. So they've been very explosive. They got explosive players. We all knew about Kamara. We know about the 2 wideouts. They've been able to come and establish the run. That creates their explosive plays, doing some of the things they do on offense. And they've been playing really good defense, which they've always been able to do. They're led by Dennis Allen and Joe Woods and those guys. But They're special teams. You can't say enough about those guys either, right? They've created a bunch of plays. They've done a bunch of things, block and punch, doing all kinds of things with Rizzy. The returner is special. They got a good football team, and we got a lot of respect for them, but we don't like them. And there's no secret about that, and we got to go out there and get a win.
We found out today we're 55 and 55. It's dead even in this rivalry, which we think is most get more juice than anything, even more Bears-Packers, man.
That is the analytics I did not know.
So whoever wins this one, you're one up on those Saints. We did see Philadelphia really get after Derek Carr, and they really were talking about being behind schedule. They were much of that game. Can we do the same kind of thing?
You know, I'd like to see that. You know, I'd like to see us get out there and get out there a little bit. Like I see us be a little bit more aggressive. You know, have the ability to shoot our gun and take our chances and do some of those different things. But it is what it is, man. We got to get out there and play the game, and our guys got to do it more importantly. It's not about us sitting here talking about it.
Ra, from an individual standpoint, one of the things our listeners keep asking us, and I think it's a balancing act for Zach Robinson, our OC, the carries for Algier and what we're doing with Bijan. How do you think that balance is going? How do you expect that to continue the way it is? Will there be certain games? Will there be more or less? Because fans are asking us about that through the first 3 weeks.
You know, the balance is always going to be different. You got to get more plays accumulated just in all around, right? Mm-hmm. I believe Kansas City had doubled our plays or tripled our plays by the third quarter. We got to get more plays. And how do you do that? You got to win on third down. You got to convert when you can convert. You got to be efficient on first and second down. And you got to be able to get more plays, right? The balance that you had in Philly when it was – I forget exactly what it was, but I think it was 20 carries, the 9 or 10 or whatever the case may be, is somewhere in the frame of what you want to be. But you got to find a way to get more plays and to be able to get out there and establish more runs and be able to get more touches.
It's Coach Ra, our weekly visit with Coach Raheem Morris, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios here. We talked about, you know, there's a learning curve. I mean, when you were back in the day when you were a young buck coming up in the league, Zach Robinson's, though, you know, he's a younger guy, but he's still only his third game as an offensive coordinator. Because of you don't have as many plays and we're not converting sometimes behind schedule on down and distance, do you feel there's a lot of things he's wanting to do he just doesn't have the ability to do just yet?
You know, you don't want to necessarily use that as an excuse either, right? You want to be able to go out there and accumulate with your guys some reps. And that's what we're doing right now. You got all the guys out there for the first time quarterback, first time play caller, a bunch of young guys, first time in the organization for the group that we have now that we're establishing. And you better do those things. They've been playing hard. Right now, we got to start playing well. And that's what it's got to be about, right? So, like, things that get better for us, I got a lot of confidence in it. I get a chance to see it. You guys get a chance to see glimpses of it, whether it's the two-minute drive at the end of the game versus Philly, or it's the opening drive versus Kansas City versus two of the better teams in the National Football League. We will get better, and I got a lot of confidence in my guys doing it.
Yeah, we've been preaching that, Ra. I mean, it's crazy. Yes, we're disappointed that we lost, but I feel good about where we're at as a team, and we've seen these flashes you're talking about. We said this all week. We got to put it together and, I think, execute a lot better. Coach, what do you think about what you've seen from Kyle Pitts? We know he was 100% going into camp. I don't know if the expectation for us is maybe more than it is for you guys, but how do you feel about him?
I think the same is to be said about everybody in our offense, right? We got such high expectations because of the people that we brought in, the people that were already here. And Kyle Pitts fits in that same mode, right? He showed us a small glimpse of it the night before with the big explosive on the play. I think it was a 50-yard pass. Took the guy, beat him on a one-on-one man coverage, got a great check to him, got it to him. Right. And he's able to make an explosive. We need more of that, right? You want more of that. Everybody wants more of that. But how do you get more? It goes back to being efficient on first down, converting on third down, giving people more opportunities for Tyler, Bijan, Pitts, Mooney, Drake London, all the guys that you can name. And the only way you do that is you go out there and get more snaps for your offense. But it's also a team game, right? So as well as you're playing on defense, some of the really good things, you got to get the ball back. You got to find a way to get off and win on your third downs. You got to get off as much as you can and as fast as you can, get those guys behind the chain so they have to play the game that we like to play.
Do you go right at a guy like Cam Jordan? I mean, we talked about this with TJ Watt. At times we didn't, but do you go right after an elite rusher?
You know, it's always times you got to have that in the game plan where you're going to go at really good football players and try to absolutely do stuff. Right? But you know, to sit here and call out Cam Jordan.
We're not going to do that.
Would not be smart by anybody, right? Mm. I think this guy's got more sacks on the Atlanta Falcons than anybody in the history of football. Mm. You know, I think Matt Ryan's jerseys are still in his house.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is an unbelievable football player. Sat in my office as a rookie when I was in Tampa. Right. Got a chance to see him come out in the draft. Got a chance to see what he's done, what he's been, you know, and he hasn't changed much over the years. You know, gotten a little bit older, gotten a little bit wiser, and now he's got some bunch of young guys around that he's probably teaching and mentoring, showing them the right way, being a perfect onboarding person for that Saints organization, and just what a great human he has been throughout our game and throughout our community. Now,
this show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Now, we gotta go get his butt. But
yes, we do. Yes, but, we do.
It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All due respect. Yeah.
Right. And McGarry's okay? McGarry looks okay?
McGarry, well, we'll see. You know, like, it's obviously going to be, you know, a day-to-day thing with him. You know, he's not going to the IR. Really fired about that. Get a chance to get him back. We'll see how he feels. We're moving on from a day-to-day process. Obviously, we'll put the report out today and what he was. He was out. But, you know, we'll see what he can do tomorrow, see what happens in the next couple of days.
You feel good about the moves that have been made. And if you have to go to the guys that we've seen, whether it's Ryan or whomever it might be, because everybody's wondering about the depth of our O-line, you know, now after this game. How do you feel as a head coach?
You know, I'm really fired about the depth all around the board. Right? That's a part of not playing some of our rookies, right, because of the depth that we have. We got a bunch of guys here that's played a lot of football. Well, you're talking about Storm. You're talking about Newsel. You go to our D-line, man. You're talking about Grady Jarrett. You're talking about David. You're talking about, you know, 99. You're talking about all these guys that played all these snaps, Zach Harris, TQ, you know, a bunch of guys, and people are wondering why she can't get some of those rookies out there. That's actually a pretty good sign, right, that those guys can't get out there yet. But you know what? They're going to be out there soon enough just based off the history of our game and how this thing works.
Coach Ross with us here, guys, live at Falcons. A lot of good teams are 1-2, and we think we're one of them. And we're not blowing smoke because we keep it real here, but it just seems like we're this close. When you're watching like the 22 film and seeing everything, it just seems like we're just a few moments or a few executions away from getting to where we need to be. It seems like it's a process, and Kirk's getting better. We talked about Zach, but are there things, certain things that you say, we get one of these two or three of these, we got it?
Hey, we've lost 2 one-possession games, and we got to find a way to win those games. You know, we found a way to win one in Philly. We got to find a way to win all of them. We got to find a way to win as much as we can. And, you know, at the end of the day, nobody cares how you win. They just want to know that you won, and then we can get better in the process while we're winning. That would be the ideal situation for all of us, and that's what we want to go out there and be able to do.
By the way, Raheem's sponsor, this segment, should I say, is brought to you by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, as we talk with Coach each and every week. Saints Sunday, guys. We get these guys, obviously, twice in the division. And, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Kirk Cousins. You know, we've been having this conversation. I know it's been ongoing for the last few weeks. Is there anything he can't do? Because for me, I want to say if he's on the field, he can play and there's nothing that he can't do. Is there anything he can't do?
I mean, I think he showed us everything he can do. Like, he never could run, so I've been really waiting for him to get the 15-yard scramble. They're going to be waiting for a while.
Wow. Right, right.
But I don't think he was doing that before. You know, he may give us a couple yards here or there, but, like, to say he can't do something right now, I just can't say that. You know? Right.
I know you got a jet real quick. Rook, Are we ever going to see him? Is he banged up, or is it just depth chart? There's
no
guys ahead of him?
No, he's not banged up.
Okay.
He's moving along fairly nicely.
That's that question.
So they're growing in their spots.
I'm pretty excited about a bunch of people that we haven't even got a chance to get on the field yet.
Okay, that sounds good. Coach, what's it going to take to get a dub against these Saints?
We got to go out, man, and play really with speed on offense. We got to be efficient on offense. We got to convert on third down. We got to guard on defense, man, and we got to find a way to stop this explosive offense from getting explosive plays. They got 2 wideouts that can be explosive. They got a running back that can be explosive. All kinds of weapons all over the place. And we got to go out there and rush this passer and David Carr. On teams, we got to go out there and find a way to get coverage units down there. They got a bunch of good returners. We've seen how explosive they are. They've always played well on teams. They've actually won games on teams in this National Football League, which is hard to do, and I've seen them do it.
Raheem Morris, good luck Sunday. We will certainly be cheering you guys on, and we appreciate it. Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you.